Sports Radio 1290. CFRW, Winnipeg.
Got it inside! And five! Touchdown!
A division of Bell Media. Sports Radio 1290 presents the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. 3 hours of in-depth analysis, insight, and opinion into Canada's game. Now, here's Drew, Richard, and Ezra.
Shortly after 10:30 in the morning, welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Remus is doing his part to get Doc Emmerich on the phone, so momentarily we will go to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline. I am your host, Drew Mundell, joined in studio by Richard Pollock and Ezra Ginsberg. 90 minutes left until the drive to 13,000 kicks off. But before then, let's go to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline.
Now, let's go live on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline.
We're thrilled to welcome back to the program the voice of hockey in the United States of America, Doc Emmerich. Welcome to back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Well, lots changed since we talked the last time, hasn't it?
Well,
sure has.
Just a little bit here in Winnipeg.
Doc, are you logging on?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we're all thrilled for you, and I work side by side with Eddie Olczyk, who thinks this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened. Of course, he spent a lot of time in a lot of towns, but he had 6 years there, and said it was some of the best times that he ever spent were in Winnipeg.
Yeah, we had Eddie O on last week, and he was effusive in his praise over the possibility that this was going to happen, so we do very much appreciate that and your kind words as well, Doc.
Tickets are going on sale shortly to the general public. Is that what I heard?
12 noon today is when the tickets go on sale to the general public. There's about 5,800 seats that are going to be available. They've sold 7,100 and change so far to existing Moose season ticket holders. It's going to be about 5,800 to go on sale to the general public. And we're speculating here in studio that there's going to be about between 50,000 and 100,000 people trying to buy those tickets.
Yeah, probably true. Well, I'm just looking forward to getting back there again for a change. It's been a long time since we were there. I always like Portage and Main and downtown in particular, but I haven't been in the new arena, though I've talked to one of the announcers for the Hershey Bears who's been there on a regular basis, and he just raves about it.
It's a great new facility, and as the broadcaster for the Devils, you're at least going to be here a couple times next year.
I would hope so, yes, definitely too, because you're Southeast Division. Mm-hmm. It's kind of odd, isn't it? Think of Winnipeg as a Southeast Division team, but such is life.
Yeah, such is
life. You're going to have Ovechkin in there a couple of times,
too. That's right,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a small sacrifice we'll have to make for a season, I'd say. Are you surprised that Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals got the biggest TV rating in the United States in over 10 years, considering that a Canadian team is in the finals?
Well, yeah, I guess it was that perhaps, but also the fact that we have had some really strong matchups in the past, and I don't think it's as much Canadian as the fact that it is that when you have Detroit and Pittsburgh two straight years, you figure you're looking at real benchmark ratings for those two teams mm-hmm. because of Crosby and because of Detroit's prominence, and they're sort of America's team. You see Red Wing jerseys everywhere you go, and it's not always the case with other teams. And then last year with Chicago and Philadelphia. So we're just pleased that we got that kind of a rating, and in particular that the game turned out to be as riveting as it was. It doesn't take high scoring to have an exciting game, and that's what we felt about Game 1.
Doc, on the ice, or maybe off the ice, can you give us updates on the status of both Manny Malhotra and Dan Hamhuis for tonight's game?
Well, Dan didn't go to practice yesterday, and Manny was there wearing one of those full cages. And he did take some face-offs, so that's a healthy sign because, as Eddie would be the first to point out, there are a certain amount of contact collisions that come from practicing face-offs, if you do it right. Mm-hmm. And so that was a healthy sign. We won't know probably this morning when we talk with Alain Vigneault because these are carefully guarded secrets, but it certainly is a better sign for him, and it wasn't a good sign that Dan Hamhuis wasn't at practice.
Doc, I'm going to preface, this is Ezra, by the way, I want to preface my question by saying that I wish this was a New Jersey Devils-related question, but it's going to be about the Stanley Cup Finals.
I like the start already.
The Boston Bruins have struggled all playoffs on the power play. I don't know if they've scored a goal yet, but do you see Claude Julien adjusting the Boston Bruins' power play by moving Zdeno Chara back to the point and then maybe putting Milan Lucic in front of the net so that they can incorporate some of the other skill players like a Tyler Seguin?
That's a very good idea, and we had talked about that some yesterday. Claude is not disclosing what plans he'll have. I guess we need to see, first of all, whether they get a power play or not, because we were assuming there might be one in Game 7 against Tampa. But there have been a couple of things suggested. Here's one that Eddie suggested, and I like your idea of Lucic in front because I think he's a lot more practice at deflecting shots and having net presence, and also maybe being, you know, maybe having to be tended to by the defense, because they basically left Chara alone and left him up to Luongo to deal with.
Uh-huh.
And so you do siphon off at least one defenseman if you have a guy like Lucic there. And his idea was to put Bergeron back at the point if you're going to leave Chara at the front of the net, to move Bergeron there because he's a better playmaker, he's a good quarterback, and he also has a good shot. But I don't like anything that's going to change it up for Boston just because they've had so much trouble. I mean, you just don't see a team get to the final and have only one road power play goal in the entire playoffs.
It's really incredible. Doc, you know, just a question about Claude Julien. You obviously announced for the Devils and as well as nationally, and Claude Julien had spent some time with New Jersey. Have you seen him change at all from his time in New Jersey to his time now in Boston?
I don't think he's changed radically in terms of how he is with his players. He has a little different skill set in Boston than he had with New Jersey, and so that affects how you employ them. But no, I think he's pretty much the same guy that we saw, first of all, with the Montreal Canadiens. You know, Chico Resch, who is a good old Western Canadian guy that now is sitting in Minnesota watching these games. We first met Claude when he was coaching the Canadiens, and we thought that he was a very gracious guy, but he was also somewhat limited in what he could say.
Mm-hmm.
The same was true with New Jersey. I think he's probably a little more open with Boston because he's allowed to be.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of outside of working with us, which doesn't have any effect on the game, really, the way that he employs his people is pretty much solid the way that he has. They're a defense-first team, and, of course, we all know that New Jersey has been that way for a long time. And I think the 1-0 shutout was not a surprise. I think the only shock was that Boston didn't win it, because as you're going into the third period, you're looking at how Boston has played,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying to yourself, this is the kind of game the Bruins can win. And they didn't.
Right.
It was Vancouver who did. One of these games is going to be a shootout. It's going to get 5-4 or something like that. And the players will like it, the fans will like it, but the coaches will not.
We're joined on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show by Doc Emmerich, the voice of hockey in the United States of America. He'll be broadcasting tonight's game for NBC and all the playoff games, all the final games as we go forward. Doc, continuing on with the sort of discussion about the matchups, do you expect, you know, with Hamhuis expected to be out there, apparently it's going to be Andrew Alberts replacing him in the lineup, do you expect to see Claude Julien try and expose the lack of speed on Vancouver's third defensive pairing by matching up some of their speedier players against that line?
Yeah, as best he can. And if this continues into the third game in Boston, he'll have a better chance at doing it for reasons that are, you know, obvious to most hockey fans in Winnipeg, because he gets the last change.
Right.
But no, I think that's one of the things that you have to do. And, of course, Andrew used to play in Boston, so some of the mm-hmm. Bruins would certainly know what he can do and what his limitations are. And, you know, there has been some speculation about Keith Ballard. And we call it speculation because we won't know until they end in the lineup card. And the coaches are not in the business of journalism at this time of the year, so they won't tell us what they're doing. We don't know. We expect Sean Thornton to be in the lineup for the Bruins tonight. He did skate on the right wing with Campbell and Paille yesterday. And so we're guessing, okay, so if he is in, who is out?
Right.
We will know when the coaches hand in the lineup cards, because Claude will bring out 23 for the warm-up, so we'll be able to speculate right up to the time that we get the starting lineup as to who's in and who's out.
You'd hope they wouldn't pull Sagan out, but that's just my personal opinion. Doc, do you think that Vancouver's chirping and complaining about Tim Thomas playing outside the goalie crease for the most part, do you think that'll affect the referees at all tonight?
No, I don't think so. I think at this point you've got guys that are pretty well insulated. Maybe it would have been in one of the earlier rounds when you're dealing with lesser experienced guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dan O'Halloran's been around a long time, and he's working tonight with Kelly Sutherland, who had the sixth game last year in Philadelphia with Chicago. So these guys are pretty used to all of the shenanigans that coaches go to try to get attention to what they want done.
Doc, this is obviously going to be a long series, but you're in Vancouver and tonight is Game 2. What do you think is going to be the most important matchup tonight for Game 2?
I think it's going to be the Bruins against the Bruins in the neutralized area. I think if they can continue to do what they did defensively to Vancouver and to the Sedins tonight. That is step number one, and generating anything through the neutral zone when they're going back the other way is step number two. Mm-hmm. Luongo, I didn't think, was tested very much at all. Tim Thomas was tested all night right up to the end when he made probably his only mistake of the night, which came from a mistake made by Johnny Boychuk. And, you know, a lunging goaltender sometimes can overplay things. And I thought Thomas was marvelous, and so was Luongo, but I don't think he was tested nearly as much. And with the quality that Thomas was, it doesn't make his shutout cheap at all. What it means is his team was the better team.
Doc Emrick, the voice of NBC, the voice of Versus, we thank you for joining us this morning on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Enjoy Game 2 tonight.
I will, and I'll sure look forward to seeing you guys in the fall.
Likewise, Doc.
Thanks very much, Doc.
That was Doc Emrick. He'll be broadcasting Game 2 live from Vancouver. I believe it gets underway at 7 o'clock Winnipeg time.
It has been overshadowed in Winnipeg because of the return of the National Hockey League here. But I think now that the return's here, and obviously the tickets will probably be dealt with in its entirety by this afternoon, people can kind of focus on tonight's game. It's great hockey. It's a great matchup. It's doing crazy ratings in Canada, best since 94. Crazy ratings in the States, best in over 10 years. So, you know, join in.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to take some phone calls, take some emails, take some tweets. Still to come, Scott Brown of True North Sports and Entertainment, Jim Ludlow of True North Sports and Entertainment. We're getting close to 1 hour left until the tickets go on sale. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show's special Drive to 13,000, live on Sports Radio 1290. In 10:45 in the morning, welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We just heard from Doc Emrick, the voice of hockey in the United States of America. And returning from the penalty box, Michael Remus, welcome back to the program. You've done your penance? You learned your lesson?
Yeah, guys, I sat there with the dense cap on for a few minutes, and I'm feeling a lot better.
Tell us what's going on in the Illegal Curve chat room this morning.
A.K.A. penalty box.
I've been sitting in there in the Illegal Curve chat room. It's been a great time. We're talking about the Thrashers. Everyone's nervous if they're going to get tickets or not. It is spectacular in there. Come on down to IllegalCurve.com and join us in the chat room.
And where can people find us on Twitter?
Well, Twitter.com/IllegalCurve. And if you want to, you know, the podcast will be available after on iTunes. And go to our site, IllegalCurve.com. Top right, there's a nice iTunes link over there. It will take you in the right direction.
And when they go to iTunes and if they want to subscribe, what should they search for?
Illegal Curve Hockey, what is this? Question and answer?
I'm just making sure that I want to make sure we don't have to put the dunce cap back on your head, that's all. Anyways, Michael, thank you for joining us.
Remus has done a great job putting up, you know, our Facebook and Twitter and iTunes all on the website, Illegal Curve. So.
That's right, exactly.
Credit where credit's due, right, Remus?
Hey now.
780-1290. If you're calling from out of town, 204-780-1290. We want to hear from you. We're just over an hour away from the start of the public portion of the season ticket sales. Are you getting nervous? What are you going to do if you don't get tickets? You know, what's your plan for 12 noon? No, not going to the games with me. What's your plan? What do you have in mind? We want to know. We want to hear from you. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
I realize that, like, there's some anxiety going on about whether you're going to get season tickets, but just have fun with it. I mean, as much as you can, because you don't want to have a anxiety attack or heart attack through before 12 o'clock hits. So people that are by their computers and listening to our show, call in. Just, you know, relax. You've got an hour and 10 minutes.
Well, you know, there's some truth to what you say there, Ezzy, because there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
As long as you're online at noon, it's going to be a complete luck of the draw. So, you know, take care of what you have to take care of. Get your Ticketmaster account set up. Be sure you're on the right page on drivetothirteen.com. Everything, you know, be prepared, and then at noon, if you're one of the lucky ones, mazel tov, and if you're not, well, you know, there's going to be, you're going to find a way to get to some of the games, I'm confident. I mean, that's just what you have to do.
Yeah, it's
a great thing, you know, it's with supply, when demand is huge and supply is small, it's a good thing for the future of an NHL franchise in this city, that's all.
Taking Ezzy on a date. Demand's high, there's only one Ezzy.
That's right. Ezzy is willing to sell himself on dates.
I would argue that one is too many.
One Ezzy is too many?
Yeah, maybe like 0.95 would be just
enough. Ezzy, you go on dates to readily available for dates to go to the games, whatever the team's named.
Yeah, I've got a couple things going, you know, peasant cookery tonight, you know.
That might actually be a new segment we should start. take Ezra to a hockey game, then come on and talk about your experience afterwards.
I actually like that idea.
If you live to tell about it.
Yeah. I think that I'd listen to that segment. I don't know about anybody else, but take Ezzy on a date. It's like win a date with Tad Hamilton, win a date with Ezra Ginsberg.
Yeah, unfortunately, you'd be subjected to that. But I think one thing's certain. If you have tickets, you're going to have absolutely no trouble taking
games. You're going to have more friends than you ever knew what to do with.
No,
actually, I like it. Remus just coined it Ezra Dial a Date.
I like it. It's good.
I have a phone now, too, so somebody
there
can
you
just
go.
Dial
you're,
me up.
You no longer have to be contacted by carrier pigeons, so that's an exciting development. technology has reached all the way to Waverly or wherever the hell you live nowadays.
So let's go.
Okay. Let's go buy tickets right now or go somewhere
else?
Let's buy tickets. You know...
Well, the clock is ticking right now.
Time is running out.
No, in a different context nowadays.
Exactly.
Isn't it nice that we don't have to hear those cliches anymore?
That's right.
I mean, it's so nice that it's not an issue about, well, we're not hearing if it's totally confirmed or anything else. And the most amazing part, can you believe that Tuesday was only 5 days ago?
Yeah, no, I can't.
It seems like it was about a year and a half ago.
Do you want to quickly get into the name talk? People are asking questions.
Well, let's talk about it. People want to. Remus is going to put a caller. Let's go to Mark in River Heights. He's on line one. Mark, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
How's it going this morning, guys?
Good. How are you doing, Mark?
Mark, River Heights, good neighborhood. I've lived there my entire life.
As have I. I would be anywhere else.
Mark, if you want to move out of River Heights right now, we would totally understand that. What's on your mind, Mark?
Mark is my neighbor.
Well, and everyone's neighbor. I'm sitting here, you know, as you say, relaxed, looking forward to noon. What I'm worried about when I was YouTubing yesterday, and there's a lot of bad suggestions coming out for A, for entrance music, and B, for goal music.
What do you want to hear?
Let's hear it.
All I can get it in my mind is the bad stuff, like taking care of business after a goal.
Ooh, no.
I know.
No. That's too much.
Yeah.
What I really want to talk about is the entrance music, and you know, if we have the same name, obviously Van Halen's a no-brainer.
Right.
If it's something else,
Mark, as long as it's not Nickelback, I'll be fine. But I'm a traditionalist. I think put on the Van Halen, put a little Jump on there.
I don't think it's going to be Jump. I don't think it's going to be Jets as a team name either.
Drew, do you know the music choreographer or something?
I don't actually.
Well, what do you have any, Mark? Do you have any suggestions? I know, say it isn't Jump, which I would say it probably won't be Jump, but that would be my preference, mind you. But what do you have? One suggestion for the entrance music that you would prefer?
Oh, well, something fast and intense. So first thing that comes to mind would be some guitar riff from AC/DC.
Like Thunderstruck?
AC/DC, Metallica.
I like the way Mark thinks, because Thunderstruck would be my entrance music.
Well, you guys are on
that. I think you guys should push for that one.
But Mark, what about a little System of a Down? I know Remus is a big fan. Put a little Toxicity on there.
I think it's a little too hardcore for some of the bass. AC/DC or mainstream.
Working it into the game, entrance music, it might scare the children.
See, there you go.
Mark, we appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Okay, keep it up, boys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
The Thunderstruck riff is great. I'd love for that to be opening music. Obviously, we're all in favor of Jump. I think that's a consensus, but I don't think they're going to go back to that.
I think it's a new era.
And I don't think,
and it should be a new era.
I think it'll
some
be,
regard.
As much as I want it to be Jets, I think that's the consensus within this room. I don't think, and I don't think you either, Drew. We'd know if Ezzy was if he wasn't Blackberry, but I don't think it'll be the Jets.
Hey, I'm talking to your cousin, the guy who my dad's trying to get season tickets with. Okay. So this is important.
That's
right,
going to implode. But no, we don't think it'll be the Jets. And so while we all want it to be, and there's still a chance it will be, I don't think it will be. And I think it'll be Manitoba, Drew.
I think it'll be. I definitely think it'll be Manitoba. I think it should be Manitoba, for that matter. But I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be Jets. I think they're going to go their own way. And you know what? When you write the big check, you get to name it whatever you want to name it.
Yep.
And so if they want to name it the Manitoba Chipmunks in honor of Chip Min, I'd be fine with that also.
It's actually a pretty good name.
The Manitoba Chipmunks?
Yeah, because there's a lot of chipmunks. It's
more
fun.
Squirrels.
How many chipmunks here? How about the Manitoba Raccoons after Raccoon?
There you
after
go.
Rack.
After Rack?
Yeah.
The Manitoba Racks.
I think that's got some double entendre in there. That might not be appropriate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I noticed.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Drew.
Well, my mind is usually generally in the gutter.
I think we got a question from Noah in the chat room.
Yes. Noah in the chat room asks the following. He's going in on, or he's hoping to go in on, 2 P3 season tickets with 8 people.
Uh-huh.
Any ideas on how we should split up the tickets? Each person is getting 11 tickets.
What you would do, Noah, I think the best way to do that is you guys sit down, 8 of you go out for dinner, you sit around a table, you put the tickets on the table, you draw numbers for first come for first in line, similar to a hockey draft.
Yeah.
And then the guy who wins first probably take the first game. Guy gets second probably takes that Anaheim game for Solani. And you guys just draft. Habs games go early. Leafs games go early.
Hockey Night in Canada games go early.
You know, something like that. And you guys just draft it out. And the last games will be the 4 exhibition games. And the Panthers and whoever else.
It would be great. You should be able to do an auction draft for your season ticket.
That'd be very funny too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't be. Yeah. How much are you willing to pay above and beyond your price of your
That's
season
right.
ticket
That's
to
right.
go to this one game?
Here, we should have like a ticket generator on our site that like actually you just you.
Are you advocating making counterfeit tickets now?
No. Not
Andy,
like,
what are you doing over
not
there?
Not like a ticket, like making tickets, like ticket. Selection generator,
oh.
so that people can say how many tickets they have, and we will generate an equal and fair ticket distribution for your friends.
Scott Brown on the line yet? I'm not sure, but I'm going to let you handle that one, Ezzy, because I'm not 100% sure what you're talking about, but that's okay. Maybe you should go back to Blackberrying for a little while.
Yeah.
After
that. Scott Brown on the line.
No, Scott Brown's coming up after the 11 o'clock break, so in a few minutes we're going to be joined by... Maybe run that idea past him, see what he says about it.
Currently playing Brick Breaker.
780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. You can follow us on Twitter, at Illegal Curve. You can send us your messages there. Facebook.com/IllegalCurve.
And I think it's gone well for the True North in that they can probably sell the tickets by today or tomorrow at the latest. It'll be today. And I think what they want to do is unveil the jersey and things like that after the tickets have been sold. So if they're sold today, they can maybe accelerate that process. And again, they likely have decided on the name prior to the announcement. I think that everything's been figured out.
I think
out.
Everything's done. Yeah. What comes first, the front office announcement or the jersey announcement?
Jersey. Name and jersey.
I would think that it would probably be the front office announcement, then the jersey announcement.
I would think front office could be...
You want the front office there.
That's
just
contradicts what you just said.
No. What are you talking about?
He wasn't speaking...
Richard's a lawyer.
When he first was speaking, he wasn't speaking in any particular order, but I think you do the front office this week, you do the jersey the week after, and that way you have, on Friday...
With the front office, they unveil the jersey as well.
That's right. Friday the 24th? That way the first draft pick will be there with a...
Exactly.
Made with a fancy jersey. You know, maybe you wait till the 24th to unveil the jersey. Maybe you unveil it when the seventh overall pick comes up.
Nah, I think you have it before and have it a Winnipeg celebration.
I know, I think you do too, but I'm saying, you never know what they're going to do to try and keep promoting it.
Well, they've done an exceptional job so far of unveiling this whole unveiling this team and the whole process along with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just exactly right.
It's been marketing genius.
It has been marketing
genius,
and we're going to talk about that to Scott Brown. I can't remember if it's for Scott Brown or Jim Ludlow. We're going to ask that. But when it's almost universal praise for how you've unrolled this brand new franchise.
Right.
Somebody needs to take credit for that, and we'll ask them about that. Before we go to break, M. Zappa in the chat room suggests that the intro song should be For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
Great choice. I'm down with that.
That's not bad.
Tim says
Montreal knows what they're doing, but I guess, you don't have duplication.
No, you don't want your own duplicate.
You could also have something like a Winnipeg band create a song for the entrance music.
Yeah, that's true, but I think it's got to be, you got to make sure people know what it is. And,
it can become that.
What about the Weaker Thans, One Great City? That's kind of depressing.
No, it's kind of depressing. Yeah.
I think they would.
Good song. You need more of a pump-up song.
Yeah, you need something... Exactly, to get you in the spirit.
Oh, true. What was that? I was
playing the piano. I was playing the piano.
What are you?
Who's
Chicago
be the
Stadium,
the air piano. What's that? What's that they have there? The
organ?
Organ player?
I think
Drew's just getting ready to buy his P3s.
I haven't played the piano in years, but I'm playing the air piano right now. And on that note, let's go to commercial break. And after these commercial messages, Scott Brown from True North Sports and Entertainment is going to join us. A little over 1 hour to go on the drive to 13,000. Stay with us right up till 12 noon. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290.
Gorillas in the most dope planet.
This is a little bit slow, I think.
This could be the new intro music for the Winnipeg franchise.
A little bit slow, I thought.
That's a little bit slow, Drew, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want my players relaxed. I want
Tim, unless these
up.
Games are at 11 p.m. at night, I don't know if that'll fly.
Yeah.
What about these boots are made for walking?
It's another terrible idea.
Just awful. Just terrible awful.
Yeah, let's swap Remus and Ezzy out. Can we do that? Making line changes here?
Horrible and awful, like Shaq said about Craig Sager's.
Exactly.
Horrible awful.
Yeah. Remus is working on getting Scott Brown on the line. Once he does, we'll go to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline.
Maybe Scott Brown is also just really worried, and he doesn't want to talk to anyone. Maybe he's on drivetothirteen.com,
You think
too.
He's trying to get his own season tickets?
It's possible.
Yeah, I would hope that Scott would be able to work it a little well. He's giving us a different number, so we're going to get Scott on in a couple seconds here. We're under an hour away now. And I promise you...
Time is running out.
Exactly right. And I promise you, wholeheartedly, that we are not going long on today's show.
No.
Because we're going to be sitting in studio here at the exact same time, trying to get our own tickets.
We will be off the air at 11:57 and a half.
I'd love to go along. We should go along.
While we're doing the tickets at the same time?
Not. I'm not doing it. I'll just sit here. I'll talk about... Drew typed the letter R. Drew has his mouse in his head.
You want to live broadcast my attempt at buying tickets?
Can we get Doc Emmerich on here to do a play-by-play of Drew and Ezzy trying to frantically buy tickets?
Oh, no! The unthinkable has happened. Drew's credit card is maxed out.
The mouse is broken.
That's hardly unthinkable.
Oh, the mouse is broken. Internet Explorer crash. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, you're just making me a little bit paranoid and nervous now.
Yeah. Drew, let's hope that no one is trying to get 28.8 modem tickets. Right,
let's go to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline.
Now, let's go live on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline.
Scott Brown, Director of Communications for True North Sports and Entertainment. We're joking about it here in the studio, but deep down we're all very nervous. It's T-minus an hour until the tickets go on sale. You know, everything going according to plan so far?
So far, the phones are still pretty busy this morning. Lots of questions from people making sure they're ready to go, and some of the questions I've created myself with a little bit of misinformation, which I'll try to clear up today for you guys. But
Please do. If there's misinformation.
Well, I think that there's some confusion over the idea. We've been hinting at people that they should set up a Ticketmaster account and that there'll be some code number. There's no code number.
Okay.
It's just when you set up your Ticketmaster account, when you go to step 7 on the drivetothirteen.com, and then at 12 o'clock, that will become, there'll be a link. If you keep hitting refresh on that page, step 7 of the drivetothirteen.com, eventually at 12 o'clock, there will be a link will come up which will allow you to go over to the Ticketmaster site. You will enter in the part that I'm talking about. If you have already set up a Ticketmaster account, that account will be under your email address with a password which you have set up. That's what you will enter in, and that will allow you to sort of quickly pass through the step of typing in your credit card information, typing in your address, typing in who you are. If you've already done that, then when you get to that first step on the Ticketmaster website, then you'll move a little bit quicker, not a lot quicker, but a little bit quicker through the process.
And time is certainly of the essence, I think. It's going to come down to that right at 12 noon.
It appears so. I mean, we don't want to appear like overconfident or anything. If this takes if this takes more than a few minutes, then that's not a bad thing, because it gives everybody the opportunity to get on there, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly right. Scott, leading up to today, the pre-sale for the Moose mini pack holders and the Moose season ticket holders, 7,100 tickets were sold in that pre-sale. Was that in line with what True North Sports Entertainment had been hoping for?
That's a little actually higher than what we'd been hoping for. We were hoping that our season ticket holders and corporate partners and suite holders would carry us through to approximately the 50% mark. And they've delivered higher than that. So we are pleasantly surprised and very thankful for what the people who have been the most loyal to us for the past 15 years have once again delivered for us in the time when they've been asked to step up and make this dream a reality for a lot of Winnipeg hockey fans. And they have set the table for what we imagine will be a pretty stressful situation for the rest of the hockey fan population at 12 noon today.
Absolutely. Scott, we've heard, I think this morning, that P1 is sold out. Can you confirm that and let us know if there's any other sections that are sold out?
P1 is indeed sold out. Inventory is limited in P2 as well as P7.
Okay.
And there's still inventory left in the rest of them. But people should definitely have, so I would imagine that they will not have it. If you go to the drivetothirteen.com at right now, it actually says an update. P1 inventory is sold. There's the possibility that P2 may be sold out by the time 12 noon comes along. You will not have even the ability to click on those two tabs in the price category selection. Now, I would suggest that people have a couple of options ready to go, a couple of scenarios in case if you go to P3 and all of a sudden it comes up no inventory left inside that price category, people should be able to quickly move on to their next option and not have to spend a couple of minutes thinking about it, taking a look at the map, going back, taking a look at the seat angles that there are on drivetothirteen.com, because those types of hesitations and decisions, it appears, may prove a little costly for some people.
If P2 is, you say P2 is limited now, but it might sell out by 12 noon, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not. We have kind of made the decision internally that we, someone like myself, I'm not going to make updates on the numbers on an hourly basis. So I'm going to leave that to our ticket staff, who have been, you know, monitoring those diligently. The number that we are giving out to the public is the number at 4:30 each and every day.
Right.
And then if a category is sold out, we will let them know so that they don't spend the time going to that option.
Right.
But at the same time, we are going to attempt to make those options that are sold out unavailable to them so they don't have to lose some valuable time doing those things today at noon.
Sounds like you guys are trying to trying to cover all your bases,
absolutely,
which is really certainly the appropriate way to go about it. Now, Scott, a little bit, do you need to get that, first of all?
No.
Okay.
If I answered everything that was coming in these past few days, I wouldn't be sleeping at all.
I was going to say, you don't mind if we just put out your cell phone number on Twitter right now, right?
Yeah,
that's okay with you?
That wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah,
most most people have it already because it's pretty easy to obtain on the internet. But
yeah,
I'll leave that for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Maybe we suggest changing that number after today. Also, this will be a bit of an interesting question, Scott. But our friend Neil, his girlfriend has told us that Neil has been screaming out in his sleep that he will pay anything for tickets.
No joke. This is actually a real story.
Real story. He's been apparently yelling in his sleep that he will pay anything for tickets. Have you been hearing anything anecdotally about people just out-of-body reactions to their desire to get tickets?
Well, no. I mean, I've heard there's been some interesting stories in terms of people willing to part with some large sums of money in order to jump up the queue, but unfortunately, that's relatively impossible. No one can really. It's a computer-generated system, and everything's done online. And one of the reasons we do that is when we move forward to step two, that the seat allocation process is manageable. Because you can imagine that there's going to be that'll be a very important step as well, and people will be very anxious to see the seats that they can purchase based on the priority level or priority that they're given, and that's almost solely based on the time and date that they finish their transaction.
So along those same lines, it's obviously to the second, but is it to less than the second when it comes to priority when everybody's clicking on Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster has the ability to do that.
Okay.
Scott, with the expansion of luxury suites in the MTS Center from 48 to 55, that obviously means there's been more corporate involvement. How are those sales progressing?
Our corporate partners and our suite holders, the response has been incredibly positive. We took the time this week to spend some time in an individual basis with all of them, take some questions, take some concerns from them. We have listened to their questions and their concerns, and we've acted upon them. And for the most part, our corporate partners and our suite holders have all indicated, for the most part, that they're going to be rejoining us, and that I mean, we really can't say enough about what the people who have supported our product. We can't emphasize that enough, because as I've told a couple of people in the last couple of days, for the rest of the province and the city to be having this opportunity today and to be having this conversation, it's on the backs of the Manitoba Moose season ticket holders who have carried this organization to the levels that we've reached, and as a result, have given the rest of the province and the city the opportunity they've got today.
Well said, Scott. Oh, we have a question from a listener who's wondering, are you going to be able to search for best ticket available, or is it all by section?
Sorry, you'll have to say that again?
Sorry, we got a question from a listener who's wondering if you can search for the tickets as best available, or you have to specify which section you're
in. No, you've got to specify which section.
Okay.
The difference is with a concert, you can hit that and go to the next best available. With this one, you've got to indicate which section you want to go to.
Another question people are asking, because people are pretty paranoid, Scott, that they're not going to be able to get season tickets. Are you guys going to put together a wait list?
You'll have to wait. We'll move to that step after we get through to 13,000. Whether or not we create a waiting list, we will deal with once we pass the step one. I mean, and we've tried. A lot of the media have wanted to talk about some hockey operations decisions, and I have sort of said to the media, you know what? We'll get to 13,000 because without 13,000, all of the questions you've got about GMs and coaches are irrelevant, and it's sort of without 13,000, a waiting list isn't very irrelevant right now either, so.
Scott Brown, Communications Director for True North Sports and Entertainment. About 48 minutes left, according to my unofficial clock here. It should be a very interesting time and an exciting time at 12 noon. Anything else you want to inform our listeners about as they prepare for right at 12 noon?
just to be ready. Be just ready and be prepared and have stretched your fingers as best you can.
Seems like a reasonable plan. Scott, thanks for joining us this morning. We have Jim Ludlow coming on at 11:45, so he'll answer any of the final remaining questions that come filtering in.
All right, he'll be ready for you.
Terrific. Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Busiest guy in Winnipeg right now?
Well, you have his phone in the background.
Busiest guy, or his email, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever, phone, email, whoever.
His data plan is going to be a... True North's going to be paying an expensive data plan this month.
Yeah,
you know, Richie, no, Andrew, Scott mentioned that, you know, Jim's going to be ready for us. And just again, to reiterate what we said on Wednesday night when we did the day after show, True North Sports and Entertainment obviously has done such a good job running Manitoba Moose and throughout this entire process. But the way they've set this up and how good of a job they've done in setting up this standalone website, drivetothirteen.com, and the way they've answered questions and prepared this entire thing so that everyone's ready, really, has been remarkable, and we really appreciate Scott coming on, and we're also looking forward to having Jim on as well.
And it wasn't, come to think of it, this plan wasn't put together in a week.
No. It's amazing. You know, Drive to 13,
weird.
As we reported on Tuesday, that drivetothirteen.com was registered back in February, so I'm thinking they had a bit of a heads up that this was coming.
Smart people in charge with a lot of connections and a lot of money.
I'm just saying, there's a correlation between wealth and intelligence.
But also the fact is, Drew, is that this was not something that, as much as Gary Bettman wants you to believe that
it just
not
came
something
about.
That was put into motion 3 weeks ago.
We did everything we could to keep the team in Atlanta, but we told them to be ready in February.
They had their time to prepare, and they prepared absolutely
impeccably.
Impressive. Yeah, it's been an impressive display by True North, and let's hope. And I know, Scott, I'm sure they have a plan in place for a wait list. Obviously, they don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I think that was something that... And to be honest with you, what you want to do is create a demand, and you want to create a wait list like there is in Green Bay or Toronto or whatever it may be.
That's right.
They're 45 ready. Minutes.
They're ready. Let's go to break. When we come back, your phone calls, your tweets, your emails, whatever you want, you're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, Drive to 13,000, live on Sports Radio 1290. Bad intro song.
This one gets your head moving.
Is that what you want moving, though? Your head? Don't you want your feet tapping or something? Feet stomping?
Feet tapping, head moving, hands drumming on the table. It's all good.
There you go. Michael Remus joins us back in studio. He's at the Illegal Curve chat room at www.illegalcurve.com.
You know, Drew, I just want to say we've been getting a lot of questions, you know, about tickets. You know, you send us your tweets or come in the chat. You know, I'm a pretty experienced Ticketmaster buyer, so, you know, I will be able to...
You'll try and answer whatever you
try
can.
Try and answer. I've also been pretty familiar with the Drive to 13 website, read the fact, but if you have any questions for Jim Ludlow coming up, tweet him, and we'll, try your best to get him on air.
Yes, exactly right. So that's at www.illegalcurve.com or on Twitter, @illegalcurve. And also facebook.com/illegalcurve. So we have you covered in all sorts of different medium. And if you want to give us a phone call, 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Do you have tickets already? What was your experience like? Or are there going to be tickets? Oh, Richard's back in the studio.
We're going long.
We're going long?
We're going to one.
We're going to one.
That's right.
Wow. Breaking news here on the...
We want to get the pulse of the city, and that's what we want. We want to see if people getting tickets. Are people getting through? Are you getting through, Drew? That's what people want to know.
Breaking news here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're going long tonight until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, we will
be
tonight,
on the air.
But this afternoon.
Right. This afternoon we will be on the air until 1 o'clock after the tickets go on. At 12 noon, boys. I'm telling you right now,
I just want to see. I mean, we have online, we have the chat, we have Twitter. Who's getting in, who's not getting in?
Exactly. Remus is going to go check out what's going on. So
I wonder how quickly they're going to update that meter.
Well, as soon as all the sections say that they're all going to be sold out, then you'll know.
So 12:10.
Yeah. So we're going long here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show until 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can tweet us your experiences regarding the ticket buying process. I'm going to move my mic away from me because at 11:58 or so.
I'm excited.
I'm going to try and be online to buy my own set.
We're going to go play by play. We're going to go click by click.
But actually,
the whole city is going refresh, and click. It's actually amazing, and we want to get the pulse, capture the pulse of the city.
And that's what we're going to do, so we'll be here with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon on a special live, long edition of the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
40
time.
Minutes to go
you
now,
know,
by the way.
From where it's come, Drew,
yeah.
From all the speculation and kind of just looking back on it, from where it's come to where we are now, it's truly incredible. And again, you know, kudos goes out to True North for their planning. But and as we said, True North goes out to their planning, and obviously the Moose season ticket holders should receive much credit. The city of Winnipeg as a whole have created hysteria. You know, True North has done a great job of marketing, but if you don't have the buyers willing to be there, and you don't have a city willing to, you know, willing to support a team that you lost in 1996, and this can't all happen. So this is a team group effort, and Winnipeg is a community city, and this is just putting the community efforts on display to the world, really.
Richie, we're getting a text message in from actually my brother-in-law, Eric. He suggests Night Train by Guns N' Roses is the intro song.
That's not bad.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with that's probably
GNR
the leader right now.
Any GNR is pretty good.
Yeah. That was the first band I ever saw at the old Winnipeg Arena. I was 10 years old.
What was that, 1974?
That's very
clever. I don't know about that parenting, Drew.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about the parenting that I had. You know? I was 10. I shouldn't be at that concert.
We should have a show just playing age joke, Drew age jokes. It could probably fill up a couple hours.
What do you mean we should have a show about that? That's the show.
This is the show.
That is the show.
That's the dinner.
Yeah.
If you can dip bread into the soup, it's a meal.
Oh, boy.
But
780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
It's being reiterated online. What Scott Brown said, just to tell everybody, if you have not heard, P1 is sold out, P2 space is limited, P7 space is limited.
That's right.
So just so you know, those are the limited sections when you're clicking on. Now, we also asked Scott, can you click on best available? You cannot click on best available, so don't be doing that.
There won't even be an option there.
You have to specify the section. I believe what Scott said is if a section runs out, you can't actually click on it, which helps.
They're going to try that. I mean, it's obviously in real time versus everything else, but I mean... So, make sure you have a plan in place.
Yeah. So
what your first choice is, then your second choice, and your third choice.
And you're probably best off having three people doing it if you can at the same time.
Well, and that's what my plan is right now. I mean, I'm gonna be here in the studio doing it while we're on the air.
Right.
I have two other people at different computers throughout the city.
Is Sheldon one of them?
No, Sheldon is not one of them. Oh. Sheldon being my father. He's separate. We've gone our own separate ways in this case.
Sheldon/dad.
Sheldon/dad. Exactly right. So I know what section I'm targeting. My other colleagues involved in this venture know what section they're targeting.
Now, just for our listeners who aren't, I'm assuming everybody knows this by now, but P2 is a second level seat. Obviously, they go by levels 1 through 7. P3 and P4 are the only other ones that'll get you in the lower bowl. P5, 6, and 7 are in the upper bowl. And as you heard Scott say, 7's all gone already.
You know, and frankly, the P5, I mean, we're targeting, our first target is P5.
Okay.
We like the center ice aspect of P5.
Which is great. And you really get to see the whole game.
You get to see... You will know...
I love that part.
Is P5 the upper deck?
P5 at the upper deck. It's center ice in the upper deck. Or sort of... Actually, between the blue lines in the upper deck, more or less. And I frequently sit... For the Bomber games, I frequently sit in the upper deck.
Me and you have gone to quite a few Bomber games.
I've gone with you as well.
And the reason I like the upper deck is...
Uber fan.
Is because... You get to see the play develop.
That's true.
You know, a couple seconds before everybody else in the stadium, if it's going to be a touchdown, if there's going to be a breakaway pass.
There's two ways to look at it, and I actually like to see the play develop. So I'd say I grew up in the lower section, but I sometimes prefer in this day and age the way I like to watch the game is to be in the upper bowl. Now, the lower bowl, the one thing the lower bowl gives you, above all, is
the feel for the game.
The speed. That's exactly it. True. It's the speed of the game. How fast the game is in real time. You know, I've been to enough hockey games that I can capture that pretty quickly. I went to an NBA game. This is years ago, Drew, and at the end of the game, it was kind of a blowout. It was a playoff game between the Lakers and the Timberwolves, and I went down to basically row two of the arena because everybody had left. And I was watching the bench players of the National Basketball Association, and I could not believe the speed when you're that low. Now, hockey I grew up on, so it's not as much of a shock when you play hockey. But that's for people who haven't really been to games. When you go and you sit lower down, it's like Elliot Friedman, I heard him say in an interview this week, it's hard to capture how good the scenes are on TV when you see them in person and they're passing. So, and then the ability for us to actually see NHL players in town is going to be an incredible experience. The city is obviously, probably nobody's on the street right now. If you go outside, you could shoot a cannon off and nobody would realize it. I mean, this is really the excitement, as much as the excitement was for Tuesday, maybe there's more excitement right now.
Well, there's excitement and to some extent some anxiousness and some apprehension, I would imagine. People are, they're flooding our Twitter, twitter.com/illegalcurve. Send us your messages at illegalcurve. The phone lines are lighting up. People are just calling in with helpful suggestions.
Drew, I want to cut you off really quickly, too. Illegal Curve is following at drive2013, I think is the Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
So you might want to also, for people out there who want updates, you should try to follow drive2013, the Twitter account. I think it's drive2013, one word, at on Twitter. And I imagine that they have someone who is going to be providing updates, because we had Scott Brown on, and he said basically on Drive to 13, they'll let you know if certain price levels are sold out, but you might also want to follow
them
on Twitter.
And that's how we found out that price, that P1 category is already sold out. That was just after we got on air, about 5 minutes after we got on air this morning, they announced that P1 is sold out. Which, you know, doesn't really surprise me, but it's certainly a good thing for the future of this franchise that the most expensive seats have been gobbled up. And as Scott Brown said, they're expanding the luxury suites, and those are also being
48-55
being snatched up really quickly. Yeah. There's a fever pitch. They've created a fever pitch in this city for these tickets at 12 noon today, and they deserve the utmost of kudos for that.
Absolutely. This is something fun to be a part of, just from our perspective, Drew.
Yeah.
To be able to be on the radio right now this time, it's just fortuitous timing that we were able to be on the air leading up to and now including the second hour.
The
fourth hour, or the hour after the tickets go on sale.
Bonus hour.
Guys, we have breaking news. This is just coming in. I got a text message. MTS has increased Drew's bandwidth to allow him to have a better chance of getting his P tickets, so... That's just in. Drew's bandwidth has been increased.
Thank you, Ezzy. I appreciate that. My bandwidth will be fine. I'm just worried about my chubby fingers here. They might hit the wrong key or something.
If you had too many Timbits, they might slide off the keyboard.
Yeah, watch those fingers. Make sure that my hands are all dry and not clammy and ready to go on this one. It's a nervous time. It's may the best man or woman win, and
right.
As long as you've done the legwork, that's the important part.
And we have just for everybody to let everybody know, Jim Ledlow is going to be on our show within about 20 minutes, 15 minutes now.
11:45, he's scheduled to call in after.
Just leading you right into that 12 o'clock. And we will be on the air for the 12 o'clock hour. I will take over for Drew. Ezzy and I will take over for Drew.
For a couple minutes.
And as Drew feverishly...
That's all it's going to take. It seems like the tickets are going to sell out at 12:02.
You might even hear my conversations. Like, I'm going to get a phone call from my other colleagues in this ticket-buying venture.
We're hopeful, Drew, that by the time
the show's over at 1 o'clock, that you could click on every single P and nothing's left.
And I think that's what's going to happen, truly. I mean, I think people are...
Fair enough.
You know, it's an expensive venture. 100%, it's an expensive venture, but people are finding ways to offset the costs by splitting.
It's an expenditure.
By splitting tickets, I'm not even justifying that, or acknowledging that comment, but they're splitting the cost. They're splitting the ticket. They're getting to what they can afford to go to, and people are going to be there. They want to be there, and they're doing everything in their power to be there. And 12 o'clock, 32 minutes from now, according to my unofficial clock here in studio, is when the fun will begin. Let's head to commercial break. More of your phone calls, tweets, comments, everything else. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290. 29 minutes until the drive to 13,000 gets underway.
Time's running out.
Time is running out. It's an interesting point that we just were talking about off air. People are very concerned about, which zone is the attack, which way is the attacking zone for the two periods versus the one period that the home team is going to be defending. This afternoon on Drive to 13,000, you're picking a price level, and you're putting down your deposit. You're not picking the section that you're sitting in.
True North explained this at the press conference, guys.
Yes, but
after the drive to 13,000 is over, they're going to begin the two-month process of having their ticket staff call people, and obviously it'll start with the Moose season ticket holders who renewed, and they'll go through, basically ticket holder by ticket holder, and you will select your seats by section in that process, through that process, Drew.
That's right. It's going to be, it's going to take about 8 to 10 weeks afterwards, and you're just right now putting down your deposit in whatever price range you want to be in, and then in the next 8 to 10 weeks after that is when it's going to be the actual ticket purchasing seat selection period that's going to be taking place. So, it's getting down to crunch time. 28 minutes left here on the drive to 13,000 on Sports Radio 1290.
And Drew, you're going for the P5s, you said, right?
There's three of us involved that are all going to be on separate computers. One of the people.
Are you hoarding?
We're not hoarding. We're only buying two seats.
Kind of hoarding.
One of us is going for P5. One of us is going for P4, and one of us is going for P6. So our preference is P5 first,
sure.
And then P4, and then P6. So really, it's going to be whoever's got the
now,
lucky trigger finger.
Now, did Scott's comments about P7 turn you off at all, or that wasn't something you were considering?
P7 wasn't really in the cards initially for us. We weren't really that excited about the P7 tickets.
Fair enough.
Now, of course, that's not to say, beggars can't be choosers,
as they say, Drew.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, we're hoping for... right now, P5 is our... is our aim, as it were.
And guys, that's exactly why we think these tickets are going to sell out within a very quick period, because a lot of people had maybe even P or P2, but those are essentially gone. And we expect people that have their first set, if their first priority is P3, they'll go to P4, maybe even P5 down the road. And that's probably what's going to happen. Unfortunately, you know, the P1s were long gone. The P2s are, you know, almost gone.
Time's running out on
time
the
is running out on every
it's nice
price
to be
range.
Using
so.
It's nice to be using these mocking comments that Gary Bentham was using in a completely positive manner,
that's
I must
right.
say.
That's right.
So 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
I'm talking to somebody online who's going for 4 tickets. That's intense.
Ooh.
Well, you can get up to 4.
Yeah, I know. But do you think I'll be box you in? No, there's no. You're not actually getting seats, so I probably wouldn't box you in.
If you're in and there's 4 tickets available in that section, there's no reason why you can't get them. It's not like they're. And apparently, you're guaranteed to get them all together. If you buy 4.
How do they do that, by the way? I mean,
it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I'm not sure if they're going to have to start restricting where people can. It's a big puzzle. It's a jigsaw puzzle, is what it really is. And they're trying
true.
And they're trying to plot people down.
That's how actually they're going to do it, Drew. True North is going to recreate the arena on a jigsaw puzzle, and there's going to be a little Drew puzzle piece, and they're going to put Drew
this
in there.
This is complete and total speculation, but what I imagine is going to be the case. The first person that walks in to be able to pick out their season seats will not be able to pick out, say, seats 2 and 3 in a row.
Likely, yes.
Because that would mean there's a single seat there that somebody's going to be
stuck. It's like in movie theaters when you go in and there's 4, and then people are sitting in 2 and 3, and 1 and 4 are open. You can't do that.
No,
it's common courtesy.
That's right. It's bad etiquette.
Drew, do you believe that you can put a jacket across a whole row, or is there a limit of how many seats you can take with one jacket?
Yeah, Drew, how many seats can you take with one jacket?
What's the jacket? Could you have multiple jackets take, like, one jacket for 2 seats, 3 seats?
I'm not sure.
Drew, are you trying to schedule buying tickets right now?
I'm not trying to schedule buying tickets right now at all.
It's okay, Drew. Your bandwidth has increased. Didn't you hear the breaking news?
Yeah, I heard the breaking news already. Thanks, Ezzy, for that breaking news. But I don't think that... look, I think they know how many people will have bought in 2s and how many people will have bought in 4s and how many people will buy in 3s, and they're going to work around that.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's just exactly how it's going to work. They know what they're doing.
We have a caller, Drew.
I mean, look, they haven't come this far not knowing what they're doing. We've seen it from step one all the way through, you know, 11:36 on Saturday morning. Let's go to the phones. Rob in St. Vitale is calling on line one. Rob, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Rob. How you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be more excited.
Rob, you're remembering to take deep breaths, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually, okay. I'm okay. I don't have to worry today because I have a box.
Okay, Rob.
Mr. Box.
To show us up. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited. I tell you what, I do wealth management for a living.
Right.
And what I do is I deal a lot with stocks and IPOs.
Right.
And I'm seeing so many very weird similarities from what I'm seeing today and in the Winnipeg market, from what I see when I see, you know, for example, technology IPOs, or for example, last week there was a LinkedIn IPO. You guys know what LinkedIn is?
Yeah. We're all on there.
We're all on LinkedIn.
I'm out of
LinkedIn. Yeah, so it's like there was an IPO. People go crazy. People forget about kind of reality and a bit of, I mean, I don't want to be a downer here, but I'm just saying that there's going to be some serious repercussions for people who are going to be overpaying through the secondary market, either scalpers or StubHub or Craigslist or whatever it may be after the initial purchase. There's going to be some serious repercussions, in my opinion, and potentially a bubble, a Winnipeg ticket bubble, if you will, afterwards.
Rob, we were talking about it, and we're sure hoping that ticket brokers don't get in there with their numerous people and try and steal tickets from people who actually want to go to the game. That's a legitimate concern from our end.
Oh, it's happening. It's for sure happening. I mean, it's happening. I know for a fact it's happening a lot, and it's going to be a serious problem because what happens is the regular guys, my parents, my uncles,
sure.
You know, my cousins who are construction workers, they're not going to be able to go to one single game, and it's going to be a serious, serious problem.
I think
True North erred slightly in having such a small float of tickets. I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, Rob, we appreciate the call, first of all, and it's an interesting analogy. You mentioned that, you know, you compared the sale of tickets on the drive2013.com website to, you know, IPOs and stocks, and that's interesting. But don't you really believe, though, that this entire campaign and basically the madness, the demand, the level of demand we're seeing is simply just, you know, natural economics, and it proves that, you know, this many people in Winnipeg will scoop up these tickets?
I actually don't. I truly compare this to stocks. When LinkedIn comes out, they're trading at 500 times earnings, and a regular company trades at 10 to 12 times earnings. Why would they pay 500 times earnings for LinkedIn? You know, sure, there's a bit of growth possibility, but in Winnipeg, other tickets are going for, you know, $150. What's going to happen in the secondary market? They're going to go for $300-$400. Why is our market, you know, why is our market different from Edmonton? I don't think it is reality. I think it's actually a bubble, and I think that's what that will happen.
I guess, Rob, the one pause, though, obviously, if the StubHub tickets or whatever maybe they do end up buying, which we would really, really hate, if they do end up buying it, they're committed for 5 to 3 years. Sure, they may see that as an investment, but the truth is, while they might price themselves out of the range of people willing to pay, at least to True North, while they're not in the building, they're still selling the ticket, and they have it sold for 3 to 5 years.
No, True North, really, I mean, they're obviously very, very smart businessmen. They know what they're doing. What I'm saying is it's going to be a bubble for people who, once you start making the monthly payments, once they realize, oh, my God, and then trying to unload them, you know, a year or two down the line, it's going to come crashing down. It's going to be a ridiculous reality for people to come to terms with, who may have priced themselves out of the market by buying tickets they can't afford or whatever. Anyways, I'm super excited. I don't want to be a downer. I'm just saying
Yeah. No, Rob, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, we appreciate the insight, Rob.
Rob, thanks very much.
And then we have Jim Ludlow coming on to say, Rob's wrong.
Yeah, no. Rob, thanks very much.
I just hope there's no bubble, and I will be at every game this year and every year after. So I'm a huge fan. Don't worry, boys. I love the Jets or the Polar Bears or whatever they may be.
Agreed. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Message on BBM. I'm holding Ezra's.
That's Dan Minuk, yeah. Who my dad's going in on tickets
Your
with.
Your dad should be concerned that Dan's asking this question at this late
What's
stage.
The question?
Dan is asking, is it better to buy from the Ticketmaster site or the Drive to 13,000? Site. Oh, yeah. Now,
and Drive to 13.
You're not going to any games.
Yeah. Simply put, if you go straight to Ticketmaster.ca, you will not be able to buy tickets.
Exactly.
You have to go to drivetothirteen.com to buy tickets.
Yep.
Going to Ticketmaster is useless. Go to Ticketmaster now. Sign up for a Ticketmaster account if you haven't already.
Yep.
Then go to drivetothirteen.com. You will need to access your Ticketmaster account through the Drive to 13 website. You will not, I repeat, not be able to buy tickets by going to Ticketmaster.ca. Can I make that any clearer?
Nope. No, it's well put. And I think Scott Brown made that pretty clear, too, at the press conference. And Jim Ludlow will...
It's not too late for you.
And once again,
it's probably not too late, Ezra, for your dad to bail out on his ticket-buying partner, apparently.
Let us once again reiterate that you can go on... drivetothirteen.com and already be at step, I believe, 7, refreshing the computer at that point, so you don't have to click through steps 1 through 6 prior to logging
exactly
on. That's
right.
Something that people need to realize. Also, just to reiterate once again, I know we're being repetitive here, but people may be tuning in right now. P1 sold out. P2 limited. You can still try for it, absolutely. P7 limited. You can still try for it. And then the other sections seem to be clear for the most part.
Not clear, totally, but they have some inventory. So go to drivetothirteen.com, click on general on sale, go through steps 1 through 7. One through six. Get to step 7. Sit on that page until 12 noon. Press refresh as soon as 12 noon hits.
Yep. Andrew Scott said that you don't require a code for your Ticketmaster account.
It's helpful to have a Ticketmaster account in place so you don't have to enter all your credit cards.
Now, it doesn't mean you get a time. So if you want to sign up, you can sign up and they're not going to log you out, just to make it a little bit faster and ease the tension within your group or within
family room. Every second counts at this point. Yeah. Time is running out. We're down to 18 minutes left until the tickets, the general public sale for the Drive to 13,000.com goes on sale.
What
we're
going to
be on here till 1 o'clock bringing you all the latest news as events warrant.
We were going to be on till 12, but hey, we want to know if the tickets are gone by 1. We want to know who's getting in, what's available, what's not available. Let us know. Once you get tickets, call us. Let us know.
Right. We want to hear about your experience. Everything go well. There's going to be people who didn't get in. There will be some people who are going to be disappointed. It's just the way it is. Hang on, we got a Drive to 13 just tweeted.
Oh, P2, right?
P2 is sold out.
P2 is gone.
Drive to 13.
P2 is gone.
Just tweeted. P2 is sold out. When you're going on 18 minutes from now, P2 and P1 will not be available.
Andrew, that's just another reason why people, if you have Twitter or get on Twitter, follow at Drive to 13.
Or listen to our show.
Or listen to our show and we'll follow, or do both, and then you'll know exactly what's going on minute by minute.
Exactly. We're going to stay with you. We're going to cover this, give you as soon as we get the information, you will have the information.
So we're looking at P3, P4, P5, P6. 4 sections with limited 7. It's going to be hard to get tickets. So I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot more people who are angry probably than happy at the end of today. But at the same time, we know a lot of people are going in as teams, so more people may be happy than we
think. That's right. That's, you know, there's going to be some disappointment.
We should all be happy because
hockey's back. They should be happy because hockey's back here. So ultimately, this is a good day and a boon to the city of Winnipeg. It's very exciting. We're going to be with you right up until 1 o'clock this afternoon, bringing you all of the latest developments as Drive to 13, the public portion of the sale, gets underway. Let's head to commercial break, our final commercial break before 12 noon. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290.
Good job by Timmy there with a little night train. Right?
Like we were talking about.
Great song.
Drew, by the
good
way,
call,
I assume with everybody, and usually on a Saturday afternoon, the lunch crowd rolls in at noon to kind of break the weekend in and relax and sit out for a nice lunch. I assume that'll be pushed back to 1 or 2 today.
I would suspect so.
The streets are empty right now.
Well, I suspect people are getting right in front of their computers and they're counting down the number of minutes. It looks like we're about 13 minutes away from go time, as it were.
13, Drew.
I got 12 in mind, Drew.
Guys, 13. Oh, whoa.
I just rolled over to 12.
Drew, your clock is wrong.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to be hitting refresh starting at 11:55. I don't know what clock anybody's
using. Drew, you got a faulty clock.
Jean-Paul.
You guys
Jean Paul over here.
Yeah, Jean Paul. Yeah, that's very clever. That's the old Seinfeld reference. Nicely done, Nezzy. 780-1290. Actually, we're going to be hearing from
get
Jim.
Calls, Drew,
sorry,
yeah.
We're not taking calls. Jim Ludlow is going to be calling in from True North Sports and Entertainment any minute now. He's going to update us on the final push to the start of the Drive to 13,000. The public sale goes on sale in about 12 minutes' time. We've already heard that P1 and P2 are sold out. So if you are planning on targeting those sections in the next
too bad.
In the next 10, 12 minutes time, yeah, exactly. Too bad. Time to make alternate arrangements.
Yes, time to be prepared. Don't go in for P2. I don't know if you'll be able to click P2. I don't think you will.
No, you won't be able to. From what I understand, you will not be able to click P2.
So it's going
to
be mayhem.
It is going to be, yes. Mayhem is
I'd say organized chaos. I guess organized chaos is a fair description.
It's as organized as it can be.
Right.
When you have this, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do, but this is as organized, I would say, as you could hope, and they've done a great job. Everybody knows all the lunch information is ready to go.
When was lunch information?
I don't know.
Drew, are you hungry?
I'm not hungry, but I got an email from Maddie Leibel. I should say Maddie Leibel and Joel Marcoux start tomorrow, 7 o'clock,
right.
The new program, Sports Wrap, here on 1290.
All the lunch information.
He just sent me a message. He said, where is lunch today, guys, and at what time? So I'm trying to do multiple things here. He's bothering me about lunch. Yeah, there's just too much going on. I'm trying to buy season tickets. It's getting to be sheer chaos.
You're trying to buy lunch, apparently, too.
Well, that, too. And you know that lunch is always near and dear to my heart. We're waiting to hear from Jim Ludlow. We'll be hearing from him in a matter of minutes on the final push to the Drive to 13.com. Ticket sales get underway in about, well, according to my clock, 11 minutes from now.
Yeah, I have the same.
So everybody should be practiced. Everybody make sure you're at the right spot. You can be at Step 7 on the Drive to 13.com website. If you're on the Ticketmaster website, don't be. There's no reason to be there except if it's for setting up a new Ticketmaster account.
You have 10 minutes to do that.
That's right. That's the only reason to be there, right? Otherwise, it is all about being on the drivetothirteen.com. That is the website you need to be on in order to get access to tickets. That's what it boils down to.
So people are listening, know what's available and what's not, and we know.
P1, P2, they're both gone. P7, limited inventory left. So, you know, if your best bets are going to be P3 through P6.
Yeah.
But even then, it's going to be a limited inventory.
You have to think that with that announcement, Richie, that the ticket counter, I don't know if it's been updated yet, but you have to think that it's probably past 8,000.
Probably
with those P2 tickets being sold out.
Exactly. And as we know people, I know people who have bought P3s right now. So, I mean, it's not like P3 is completely open. Some are sold.
No, P3 is probably also limited.
Yeah.
They're all limited, I would say, at this point. Because now, talking about 8,000, that's 60%, right? So 40% is being split up through five sections now. So there's probably about 1,000 tickets in each section, less in others than, you know. So you're going to basically have to just hope that when you click and refresh your page, you somehow, by the luck of Jim Ludlow, that you get in.
The luck of the Ludlow. I have some experience with this. When Calgary Flames went to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2004, they put 1,000 tickets on sale a couple days before the Saturday game, whatever it was. And I signed in. I was working at the hospital at the time, which had crazy fast internet, and our friend Adam was as well. And we both tried to get for 1,000 tickets, and it was mayhem to get tickets. By the way, only $75 a pop for inside the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6. Ended up both getting. Luckily, somehow, both getting. We know people who went to that game and paid $500, went to that. So, you know, I don't mean to overstate it, but if your computer's fast and your internet's quick, that's going to secure you a spot here.
Exactly. I mean, it's getting to be crunch time. We're now down to about 8 minutes to go until the Drive to 13,000, the public season ticket sale, will go live at drivetothirteen.com. People are in front of multiple computers. Remus in the R desk just said his brother BBM'd him a picture of Remus's dad on two computers at once, getting ready for to try.
I don't have any doubt that Joel will be getting tickets.
You think he's got the computer? You think he's got the
luck on
his side?
He's got the fastest internet. Richie, Joel's got the fastest internet in the city.
Now, would you be going wireless right now, or would you be hardwired into your computer?
You know, that's a good question, Drew. I might hardwire.
Yeah, I would hardwire. You never know when wireless
can't
is gonna
go wrong
go
with hardwire.
You never know when wireless is going to go a little bit funky on you. So I wouldn't be sitting at the neighborhood coffee shop trying to trying to use their wireless.
Oh, that Starbucks internet. Oh, that can
they
cause
can
many problems.
Off. Yeah,
You never know when you're going to get a damaging pop-up inviting you to try the latest latte for free right when you're picking seats.
Is anybody on the street right now?
I don't know.
Lawless is wondering the same thing.
Lawless is saying the same thing?
Yeah.
Our buddy Gary Lawless, of course, of Hustler and Lawless fame is asking, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people on the streets. Like you said, Richie, I think people are going to go for their Saturday afternoon lunches a little bit later than they normally are. And, of course, we are too, as we're going to go live until 1 o'clock this afternoon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. An extra extended version as the demand and the chaos grows in
the
quarter.
Take you right up to 1 o'clock when Drew goes for lunch.
Are you not coming now?
No, of course I'll be there. I got to eat.
Okay, just making sure. You see, you guys throw me under the bus.
7 minutes.
As if I'm the only one going for lunch.
7 minutes.
7 minutes to go here on
I don't know if we're
going to
get Ludlow on here. He might be too busy.
That's fine. We'll do the best we can for you, True North. We'll keep updating as you give us information, we'll keep updating it to our listeners and our Twitter followers and whatever else. Reminder, P1 and P2 are completely sold out. P7 has limited inventory left in it, and P5 is not available to anybody until I get my tickets.
No surprise that, don't leave them on. P5 is available. No surprise that Rob called in, already has tickets. Nobody else is calling in right now because they're wanting to get tickets.
Nobody's sitting on the phone line waiting, trying to chat with us. Maybe after 12 o'clock when the victors are willing to celebrate their spoils, they might be calling in, giving some gloating, and telling us about how they got their tickets.
You know, I think though, you know,
Richie,
going back to what Rob said, though, I don't think that, this fever, this, you know, whatever you want to call it, hysteria, is there's anything negative about it. I think that this just shows you that people are willing to spend a lot of money to support the return of the NHL. I think it's all positive. And if people, you know, can't afford it or a couple years in they decide to get their tickets, they're not going to have any trouble finding someone to buy their tickets. You could probably sell your tickets in 5 minutes on Kijiji. So I think this is all positive news, Drew. I don't think there's anything negative about 13,000 tickets being sold in 4 days.
People could be worried about, you know, Drew could be worried right now about getting tickets, but I think Drew should be more concerned with me and Ezzy taking over as hosts, co-hosts.
Like permanently after this happens, you mean?
Permanent hosts.
Well, you know, you still got me for a few more minutes, then I'm going to back off.
You're being quoted on Facebook as saying it's an expensive venture.
Expenditure.
I can't believe I'm being mocked on Facebook. That never happens. My friends are typically so nice to me. I'm stunned. Perhaps one of them would like to make a joke about my age. I don't think that's happened lately.
Drew, you look very good for 48.
Thank you, Ezzy. There you go.
I know you were 35. Sorry, you were 33 when the Jets left, but I know that you really, you know, you've gone through the times.
That was good math right there, Richie. That was insta math.
I almost got it wrong there.
Tell you what, if you almost got that wrong, then you got more serious issues on your hands.
Drew, do we know how much time you get once you pass step one? I mean, like, in the buying process?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I can't imagine that it's going to be a long... I can't imagine that it's going to be a lot of time. You got 4 minutes to go now, folks.
Well, I'm telling you right now, for everyone who isn't in the studio, which is everyone except the five of us, Drew is starting to bite his nails. He's looking anxious.
Drew's looking a little nervous.
Drew really wants those P5s, let me tell you.
Do you want to go to an early break and then come back for 12?
So Drew can set up his computer.
Let's go to an early break and then come back for 12.
Okay, we'll be back in about 2 minutes' time. 4 minutes to go in the countdown. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290.